Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. And thank you so much for joining us with the Energy Exchange today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are having the most fortunate day today. Great times ahead of us as we get closer to this great awakening and what's happening here. So,
And the election,
all this great stuff. So I do want to remind you and ask of you, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. Take a second while you're listening to us right now, watching us right now, hit the subscribe button, like, comment, and share. The more these messages go out and we introduce you to these amazing messengers that we have on, such as Utsava, as you can see right now, the quicker we get to lifting the veil and getting the truth out. So thank you so much for that. Much love to you on that. For those of you checking out Utsava for the first time, she is a psychic medium, and you can check her out at patreon.com/Utsava and utsava.net. So just go and find out what you got to do there. And there she went. So she'll be back, I'm sure. So no worries on that.
In the meanwhile, just a quick, for anyone new to the channel, big welcome for everyone new. And if you're already a subscriber, thank you so much for all of your continued love and continued support, for liking the videos and sharing the videos. You all are helping the channel grow so much. And I think over the weekend, we're almost at 16,000 subscribers now. And that's because of all of your energy.
Thank you very much.
And your energy exchanges and helping us get the messages out. So we are so grateful. And a super duper thank you for all of those that have also joined us on Patreon. As you know, we do not monetize any of our shows on YouTube. All of our shows are YouTube ads free. So by joining the Patreon, it really helps us to continue to do this work, because we do this full time. This is our full time job. And you're helping not only that, but you're helping wake up the masses and also assist in elevating the planet, the ascension of the planet, and helping others through the Great Awakening transition. And we're super grateful for that as well. So That being said, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much. That's really, really great of everybody. So without further ado, our good friend Utsava, how are you?
Hi, good.
It's been good. So long. You don't
wonderful.
Call.
Thank you. How are you
doing? Right.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
I hope the connection is good this time. Last time it was really bad, so the deep state
that problem solved. So if they try any shenanigans, we know exactly how to finagle that.
We have a plan B.
The member on the telephone?
Right, everybody. Right here. So
exactly, work around it.
Let's
dive in, Utsava, while we got great connections here, while we're not being interfered with, and see if we can just get as far as we can go with this today. Well, you never know, right? So
it's true.
Ruth Ginsburg, dead. People think she's a saint.
Well, died twice, really.
Right?
I mean, so, hasn't she been dead already for about a year?
Has she been?
A saint?
Has she been dead for a year? Didn't she die last year?
Yeah, or even longer.
Has she really?
Right.
Exactly. There was this famous meme, you know, like famous pictures we put up about Fox. They reported her dead like a year ago, over a year ago, and just disappeared for longer than that even. And then they decided to stall it and pretend she's still alive, because they didn't want to give Trump another victory of having to pick another Supreme Court judge. So that's what this was all about.
That's
you
a
know,
pretty
they were
huge
just stalling
victory.
As long as they could.
Yeah, for sure. That victory, I mean, three Supreme Court judges in one presidency, I think is
first term.
I think isn't that almost unheard of?
And it looks like, well, that's a question for you. Do you think they'll be able to get that third person appointed during this particular term, or will it be pushed back until after the election?
I think it will be just around the election this year, it seems like, that he's he's appointing
good
a new person.
You know what's mind-boggling, and you see it all over social media, there are people that really believe that this woman is a saint.
It depends who you ask.
I know. And I heard people in Washington, D.C., they think Fauci is the king.
Oh.
You know, how can you even believe that? But it's the brainwashing, you know?
It's absolutely unbelievable. When you just think about it, Ruth, well, I won't say her name, but we all know who we're talking about, the one that just...
RBG.
RBG. She really is everything that God is really against. That woman has really, if you're going to point the finger at someone, literally, she's the reason why millions and millions of babies are dead. Well, that certainly didn't take very long.
No, but again, we've summoned Utsava's energy here, and so we've been able to bring her back here for you. So she is here with us right now.
Say hello to all your fans.
Hello to all your fans. Hi, how's it going?
So we left off. What were we talking about?
We were talking about some of the techniques that we all need to practice right now. The aluminum foil is where we left off. But for those of you who just kind of missed that, because we just had to jump in here, we were talking about the different techniques people can use right now to protect themselves as we get closer and closer towards the deep state. And whatever the other powers that are be that are really going to be very forceful right now, how we can protect ourselves, Utsava. And if you can, I know where we left off.
Another tool they use is smart meters, or even if you have a wireless meter, like the meter I personally have is they give signal to the electric company in town. And it's not as bad as a smart meter, but I would still put aluminum foil around it. Like a few layers of aluminum foil, it really helps, and some Tesla plate and organite and things like that. There's also a smart meter shield you can get, and that helps also from these frequencies, because the smart meters, for instance, they communicate with other smart meters, and they're part of the control system.
Wait a minute. When you're talking about a meter, are you talking about the thing that's attached to the house that the electric company comes and looks at?
Yeah, exactly. Unless you have an analog meter, you know, one that's not wireless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you can still put a shield around it. It still vibrates a little bit out. But this is also part of the control system. That's another thing you could do. And there's also a way of using the Tesla plate. Like, I really recommend to use it below. Put one below your pillow when you sleep at night. Maybe you want to put them on the window. Maybe you want to I put some on the roof and things like that. Like, there could be frequencies coming from satellites in a certain direction. What helps also is mirrors. Put up mirrors for that as well.
That's a good idea.
When people, as we start to get closer to this, are we right now by thinking that it is going to get heavier and hotter and deeper, that people are there, the energies are going to get a lot more intense, and the effect that it's going to have on people? Should we be bracing ourselves more for this?
Exactly. So we are right now like in the battlefield. Okay, we are like now in war. Mm. You know, like in the 17th century, how they're one side fighting with the other side, except we have the better weapons and we're going to win this war. But we're still in the battlefield with them, and just be aware of that. And the thing is, in this new time that's coming, a lot of us who work for the light have been targeted by the deep state and by the satanic forces and so on. And we have been victimized. And we just have to take the proper steps every day to get out of this victim role and really follow through with things. Like, you can't just sit there, okay, I'm letting the energy ascend myself and I'm just going with the flow. You need to take the appropriate step to change perhaps your life. So when you feel more energy inside, if you feel empowered, because they've been taking new power away from you and wanted to enslave you, maybe you have more energy to really use that energy in concert with the divine. So maybe say a prayer in the morning and also be a tool for the divine, and then let yourself be guided. And then we have to take the appropriate actions, like in politics and so on. And a lot of these people have to be arrested, they have to go through a court process. It's very important. But maybe also in your private life, you have something like this going and you really have to see things through and stand up for yourself and maybe go to court or whatever you have to do. Call the police if there's a crime, not just sit there and do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Saba, these children that are getting rescued right now, we're actually starting to see this on TV, which is a good thing. So it looks like there's on mainstream TV, which is a good thing, meaning that they're creating more awareness to them. I know we probably asked this for me before, but we'll ask it again if we can, is that what is going to be the outcome for these kids getting to be rescued? I know everybody's going to be different, but their recovery time, the rehabilitation time that they have to go through. Is there plans in place, and do you see that being effective for these kids or what they've gone through? Or are they kind of, you know, have they really just pretty much run into a brick wall with them?
What I see is they have some plans, you know, centers or so to help them heal and all that. And there is some programs in place, and they will also get some money from the government and things like that. Like, a lot of these children are, of course, going to be returned to their families.
Oh, that would be great.
But they have, you know, some things in place and, you know, right now there are also maybe some of these kids are also witnesses and things like that, and they're you know, they're also in secret locations, so it's not going to be announced.
Do you think that the children are starting to reunite with their family members?
Yeah, I think a lot of them are, and maybe some of them are lost, and you know, some of them. I mean, a lot of child trafficking also was going on in Eastern Europe. You know, a lot of it in South America, a lot of it in America, and some other places in Europe.
What was the last thing? Because I was thinking about something else. What were we just discussing before we got to the children?
The Tesla plates. The protection, the energy protection.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Somebody, actually, we're getting a lot of requests about this. People are feeling off kilter right now, and they can't really put their finger on where is it coming from. Like, a lot of them, people are saying they're feeling sluggish, they have headaches, some can't focus properly.
Vertigo.
You know, that's so funny that you say that. I was just talking with my psychic friend about this a couple of days ago. I told her, hey, I've been sleeping like 12 hours. Like, I go to bed at 12 and I'm sleeping until 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock and something. I said, what's going on? I think they made a sleeper spell. And she said, yeah, same thing. She just fell asleep. And we call it a sleeper spell, where they send out frequencies via satellite and to just make you tired.
Oh my gosh, you know? I can't believe you just said that. And Jay sitting right here, he can tell you. I mean, for me to like fall asleep or on the weekend and just, I mean, I have to be beyond. This weekend, I could not get myself to
like
get
like an
out
early
of,
bird dinner, like 3 o'clock or something.
I literally, like, I was struggling the whole weekend to keep my eyes open. And I pretty much stayed in bed the whole weekend because I just felt like I had the life drained out of me.
Exactly. Me. It's just like no energy, really.
Zero. And I had zero energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the control system. That's those frequencies they're sending out. So what really helps is to have the Tesla plate, like the $16 plate, on you, you know, in your back pocket or in your bra or whatever. And then also shungite crystals and then organite. You know, there's those organite pendants you can get. And that helps a lot to offset that.
And I know everybody's going to ask
you. Well, hold on a second, because you always wear the Moldavite. Jay, that piece that he has on is Moldavite.
Moldavite. Yeah.
Oh, so is the Moldavite good for that as well? Because he's like never tired.
Yeah, I'll take it off if you don't think it is.
Oh, really? That he's never tired.
Never tired. He's literally, and it didn't dawn on me until we're talking about it right now. He's virtually unaffected at all. Where me, I feel all the energies and it makes me exhausted. But he wears that Moldavite all the time, and I'm wondering if that's shielding him.
Exactly, like similar, like shungite would do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I always, I believe these stones, these things, they come from, some sort of God consciousness, whatever, or God planet or whatever. So we always talk about it. It's like, hey, where's God at? You know what I mean?
Let me put God on today.
Where's God at? You know what I mean? I guess it's my connection on that. Hey, so thank you for sharing that. I want to get into some guest questions here, Otsava, too, that depend. And people want to know, what happens to the children of the royals and the Hollywood when they're executed and go to Gitmo? What happens to their kids? So when the royals or these Hollywood people or these political elites, if you would, they get arrested, they get executed, what happens to their kids and how is that played out?
Well, you have to do things legally. You can't just take kids away I think it's different from case to case, what's happening with the kids.
Yeah.
Just like in another case, what happens with the family members, what happens to the kids? Are they safe where they are at? Or, they just have to go through a legal process. There's no set rules, I think.
Yeah. Again, more clones. People are very fascinated, and I get it, with the clones. Somebody wants to know, if you're a clone, do the clones know that they are a clone? And how does the consciousness actually enter into a clone?
How the consciousness enters into a clone?
Yeah.
I don't know. You have to go to the clone factory to see.
You have to go to the clone factory to
see. Except what we hear, what I can say psychically. The consciousness of the person goes into the clone, and they can make those clones within 6 months. I think they need the liver cells of a person,
Mm-hmm.
The clones generally don't have a soul. They're just, it's just a clone. They don't have a soul.
Yeah.
Do they have a conscious? Do they know they're a clone? Yeah, like the Biden said, he's created by that thing. The thing that created us.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Do you think that?
I want to go back to the.
You're the one holding the phone.
real quick, because you experienced the same thing that I experienced—the sleepiness, literally exhaustion mm-hmm. over the weekend. Do you think that something was in the air, or they turned up the?
Sprayer.
Not so much the sprayer, like something.
Yeah, I know the energy. The energy thing.
Like,
yeah.
Like yeah, the electronic
whatever signals they're trying
vibes,
to send out.
Yeah.
I think there's different things that they're usually doing it from different angles. As I said, I think via satellite there is some things coming out, and there is also what I got the other day. Why we're still at war and the evil forces don't just go away so easily and we still have to fight them off so much, it's because there's some energy around the planet. It's something like harp that kind of holds it mm-hmm, together still.
Right.
Some.
Yeah.
And that's what they're feeling, and maybe they turn up the volume or something on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is still in place. But so we're still fighting a lot of technology. And when Trump talks about the wall, what he really means is a firewall. That protects us from these alien forces. But of course, it's not just a wall or technology that can protect you from everything, from a lot of it. It protects.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. We had Gene Decote on last week, and he was telling us, he had mentioned about the border wall.
The border wall.
And we put a picture up on mm-hmm. it, but he said the border wall, as you mentioned before, is a big Tesla wall. But what was interesting is the way that it was designed, it's designed like a ginormous tuning fork. And if mm-hmm. if you look at it, it looks like a great big tuning fork.
Is that?
Oh, there's something. Yeah, but I think there's also something, the border wall, there's some energy in that. But I think there's also a wall literally in the sky, because there's a lot of satanic energies in the sky, or they have been, and they're putting something up like a shield, too.
Mm. That reminds me of something else. People, Okay, I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but this just I just thought about this. They say that there used to be the Earth used to be covered with like a sphere, a protective sphere, and they. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about that?
Is that true that it used to be covered? Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's exactly along these lines because the other day at the Wisconsin rally, Trump said something about there's two, and he said this before many times in the rally. There's two things they always say the same is wheels and walls, and they will be here in 1,000 years. Mm. So what he's really saying is like they're putting up some sort of metaphysical wall. Protects us from the satanic forces, kind of like a sphere or something like that. You could also call it around the planet. Mm. And they've been working on this. There's just different layers of it and different aspects. It's like they keep bringing it up. They keep working on it. And it'll last for 1,000 years. That's why he's saying that wheels. And why he said wheels, it's the wheels of justice. Because they have to go at the same time. But the more wall you put up, the more these perpetrators, these criminals are getting arrested, and they have to go through a process, just a legal process, and they'll be receiving judgment. You know, it's the wheels of justice that leads to the wheels of justice to get rid of these criminals.
So is it like an energetic wall, or is it something scientific? Like, is it a whole lot of people that are working with Trump that... You know, whether it be the White Hats or the Palladians or something supernatural that are putting up this energy wall, or is it like something that science is working on?
It's both. It's not exclusive. Mm. It's both. You know, the military works with those aliens, with the good aliens. I mean, they used to work with the bad aliens. Now they work with the good aliens.
Yeah.
Speaking of the aliens, Utsava, how close are we to seeing any type of aliens that we're going to see? Some
like
sort
an
of
alien invasion,
like an invasion, a visitation, whatever you want to call it. I guess if they're bad, you call it an invasion. I think if they're good, you call it a visitation. I don't know, but are we close? Are we close?
A visitation.
I think what you're trying to say. Are you saying
are we going to see an alien visitation?
Well, no, something like an alien. Is there like some kind of fake alien invasion that's going to come to the planet before the election or something on such as like grandiose level of people will never be able to deny it?
I mean, we had something like this happening in New York. When was it? A year or two ago? Those blue lights and all that. Mm-hmm. That was the Blue Beam project, the Clown project. They were doing it. I mean, they're doing these things, and we have this all over the world. And, you know, the fake alien invasion that they're faking it, and they've been trying to do it, and then Trump stops these things also. But will anything coming up? And no, I don't think so. They will be trying, you know, but not like I don't see it short term. But here and there will be things popping up. Like a fake UFO, it's not the real deal. Or fake life, not the real life. From the Clown Project, you know, because they want to hijack the truth. So mm-hmm. there's, and they want to tell you their version of the truth, the deep state. And so they want to show all these fake lies and the fake, you know, the fake these projects, the Clown Project, where they show you how it is. And so you look at them versus the real stuff.
Speaking of them and the real stuff, I want to ask you this because more and more people are coming out and they are professing that they're talking about, you know, that they're getting messages from the aliens, whether the Galactic Federation, Palladians, whatever. How are we going to know? Is there some sort of signals that we'll know if, like, when people are disseminating this information to us, is there something that we'll know that, okay, they're either relatively legitimate or from a pure heart that they're saying this, or this is from an evil dark force? That we're getting there, and they're just
and the Galactic Federation. I feel funny about that. I think that's there's the Earth Alliance, which is the good aliens we have in contact with, and then it's the Galactic Federation again, an organization. Whenever it's an organization like that, it's usually the satanic forces. They have hijacked that pure light, You know, I think that's what that is. And whenever somebody channels something, there's dogma involved. Like they tell you how it should be, and they kind of scare you, and you feel uneasy. You don't feel uplifted. You don't feel good. You feel tensed. Then it's usually hijacked by some dark aliens. But you know, remember how it was the last 4 years. I mean, when there was no QAnon coming up. I mean, during the election and a year after QAnon came, like, you know, when Trump was in office, maybe a year or so later. And I was like almost the only one, maybe two other psychics on YouTube who was very positive and predicted the Trump would win and so on. And everybody else was against Trump and told you how horrible he is. And they said he's not going to clean up on child trafficking. They were totally wrong with everything. So, and also their predictions were wrong. So just look at these people's predictions, what are they predicting, what's going to happen next, and so on, and see if they're right or wrong.
So just so I'm clear, so you believe in the Galactic Federation are not the good aliens?
It's like kind of like you have Christianity, mm-hmm. that's hijacked by the reptilians and Anunnakis, mm-hmm. who built the churches, you know, so many years ago and organized the whole thing. Mm-hmm. When in essence it's pure, but they structured everything, and then every structure you have Saturn and Satan, mm-hmm. you know. Whenever there's so much structure, then it's usually something satanic. And I feel like this Collective Federation, I don't feel good about it. No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. So everybody kind of take what you want out of that one, right? Mm-hmm. So as we get to, it's kind of tagging on that. What about like the Palladians, the Lemurians,
because
the Actorians, all these uns are coming out. You know what I mean? You know, what about them? Are they as influenced, if you would, as how you look at the Galactic Federation, or you know?
Or are they different?
No, the Arcturians and the Palladians. And they give people messages, and there are people who getting direct messages and channelings from them, and they are authentic. You know, it exists, and they are the good aliens.
They're the good aliens. All right. Okay, all right. So we got good mm-hmm. guys and not so good guys, everybody. Yeah. So you can take a look at there, take what you want out of that, and throw the rest away, right? We're getting now closer to the debates, and there's apparently a scheduled debate with Joe Biden and President Trump. Do you actually see that? Will that debate actually happen?
I'm praying.
Do you think they'll actually happen, or do you think they'll pull? You think he'll pull away from it? Meaning Joe Biden pull away from it?
I mean, I've been saying that for a long time. When the time comes for the debates, I kind of see Trump by himself there. I mean, maybe Biden will participate in one debate. Maybe he's going to do it from his home, from a distance, but not much going on in terms of showing up. I kind of see Trump there by himself, or then Biden is going to be at home or something, so they can read from a teleprompter, you know. But yeah, not much in terms of debates.
Yeah. How else? I mean, he can't even get it right with a teleprompter. So how on earth is he going to possibly be able to answer any questions?
That's what Trump's hoping for.
Yeah, without a teleprompter.
Exactly, it will be a nightmare. It will be a nightmare. Maybe Kamala Harris will step in and then do the work. You know, do some of the answering questions and so on. Maybe they do it together at some point, things like that. But yeah, not much going on in terms of debates. I mean, it's embarrassing. Yeah. And but that's exactly Trump's chess play, to have him out there. And that's also part of the plea agreement, to have him out there like this and running. So to expose him and make him look really stupid. I mean, look how embarrassing that is.
Mm. It's pretty embarrassing.
Trump is a protectionist. He wants like 100% votes for himself. You know, I mean, he wants people to vote for him, like 100% of the people voting for him. He wants the numbers really high. I mean, we know maybe he's going to win anyway, but that even on the numbers are really, really high.
Right.
You
right.
know,
like, you like there's no reason you shouldn't vote for him. Kind
yeah,
of thing.
You can't and, blame yeah. him for that.
Okay. So more and more people are jumping on the John F. Kennedy Jr. bandwagon train, and they're saying he is coming out. It's coming out any second, and we should be aware of this any day now. There's multiple JFK Jr. profiles on Twitter. Can you give us an idea or any sense of which one of those might be legitimate, or is there a legitimate one on Twitter to follow from what you see, or is that still unclear on that one?
Yeah, there is an account that I pointed out before. It's called Q John Holder. You know, that's, mm-hmm. you know, it's like some security guard, mm-hmm. you know, Secret Service guy, that guy. Mm-hmm. You may want to follow that one. And so what happens is JFK Jr., he dresses up as other people. Sometimes he disguises himself. And also Vincent Kennedy is another one. And they're connected with JFK Jr. Or they're you know, another one is Defiant Projection, I think they keep shutting him down, is Joe M., mm-hmm. who is connected with the Ann group with JFK Jr. Yeah. And I think it's called different now. I forgot what his latest account. It keeps being shut down. You know, first it was Joe M. and the latest Defiant Projection, but I think they shut him down again. It's I forgot. But if you follow me on Twitter, I retweet those tweets, and you can follow them.
Yeah, it's the Q John.
We'll have Usaba's links here.
The Q John, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
This is a very frequent question too. A lot of people live in California, totally freaking out, and they'd like to know, where is the safest place that you feel in the United States to live?
The safest place from the pole shift?
Yes.
In the United States.
Mm-hmm. In the U.S. Then these are people that are living in California right now.
I mean, that has been determined a long time ago, also by the military, is actually the Ozarks. It's actually worldwide the safest place to live, they say. Hmm. But, you know, these are, of course, huge areas. I would look more like away from the coastlines, more in a mountain area and more in the middle of the country. That's where I would be looking at.
Excuse me. Do you think that happens on the East Coast too? So does the East Coast need to look more into the middle of?
When you're on the East Coast, you just want to get away from the coastlines, but it, like Florida, you know, it's probably going to be the lower part that's going to be flooded, not all Florida. So these are huge areas. It doesn't mean that when you have an earthquake or some flooding somewhere, it's affecting the entire state.
Yeah.
But I would just look, if I was going to move, I would move to the Ozarks. If I could look concerned about that, or some sort of mountain area just above 500 feet for sure, and away from the coastlines, you know.
What is California with the entertainment industry basically on shutdown appears to be, and then all these people getting arrested? What is the new version of the entertainment industry look like from how you see it?
The new version of the entertainment industry. Well, I feel like what's coming up is confusion, and things just feel dead. I mean, there is some smaller companies and smaller movements in the entertainment industry, but eventually it will settle and people will find each other and play in other places, maybe Nashville, maybe Georgia, and so on. They will get together and get, you know, get new versions, but it's not like Hollywood was literally a monopoly.
No, oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. they had like this big compound. I see more like small groups, kind of spread out doing something.
Did you see Ellen put out, I think it was her first, well, for, apparently claiming it's her first new show for the season, and she's like already on an apology tour. Did you happen to catch that clip by any chance?
What is she apologizing for?
It was all about, well, you know, my company's been under scrutiny for the whole summer, playing the victim role. Oh, you know, we've been through so much. And as you know, our company's been scrutinized because of the work ethics. And she went on this apology thing about, I'm so sorry if I ever insulted anybody, blah, blah, blah. And this is who I am. I am who I am on TV. This is really me.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I don't know how long it's going to last.
She's in a lot of trouble. Mm. She's in a lot of trouble. This show, she's allegedly on the show. It won't last a very long time.
I can't see.
She's in a lot of trouble. See, and we've seen these things too with Hillary Clinton. You know, she was arrested October 2017. She was wearing this ankle bracelet monitoring device, and then she was rearrested December 24th, 2018, and then she received judgment a couple of months later. So oftentimes the first time arrest, they get a plea deal, and the second time there's no plea deal, and they're turning in other people and so on. But she's on a very short leash. Mm. I mean,
she has to be on a very, very short leash.
But Saba,
she's in a lot of trouble. Yeah.
The sports industry, the football leagues, the baseball, you know, all that are having these little stick figure fans in audience, which is very strange. What's the future hold for them? Are they going to be able to operate like that? Because they have nobody in the stands other than these stick figures. What does it look like for these major league sport franchises out there? And are we going to see a different way of sport entertainment, if you would?
What do you mean by that? I don't understand it.
In the stands, they have these fake
Fake people.
They're
like cardboard people.
They're cardboard people.
They're cardboard people, like sitting in the chairs, like they look like
it's
normal
so
people.
It's so creepy.
Yeah. So there's not real people in the stands.
But
there's
cardboard people.
Oh, I see.
It's so bizarre.
Oh, okay. And what is the question?
So my question is, what do you see the future holding for, or what do you see the outlook holding for the sports industry like that? I mean, are they going to be able to continually to fund and pay these salaries to these athletes?
No, I see things shut down. I see things being cut off and being shut down, and things change. It will stop.
It will stop.
So, yeah, like a lot of these organizations, whatever they are, it will stop. It just depends. Maybe some will be continuing, but it will kind of die off, and different things happening for different groups.
So will like football and baseball and basketball, will they literally be a dying breed?
No, I don't think so. It will just change.
It'll just change.
You know, it will just change. You know, there are those owners who have owned them.
Mm.
And the structure will change and so on and so forth. It will, you know, what you see in the public eye, you will see things change for the better.
Shame things the better.
And what about the whole kneeling garbage? Do you think that that's going to continue as well, where the athletes that are getting paid tens of millions of dollars are still going to be kneeling?
In the near future, yes, but down the road, like maybe for another year or so, they will.
Mm-hmm.
But then it will kind of fade away. It won't be accepted anymore to do that.
That's good.
What a crazy new world ahead of us, huh? We're getting so closer. So we're just less than 2 months away from the most important time of our lives and the most important decisions. You know, whatever you want to call it, I know there's different versions of it, Nasara, Jasara, whatever, but money coming back to the people. How are we with that one, Utsava? How do you see that coming? Do you see that now starting to ramp up where the wealth is starting to be, will start getting returned back to the people again? And when do you think we may notice something like that?
Exactly. So it's happening. It's happening no matter what. So people ask me, when is the gold standard? What are you talking about? We already own the gold standard. Trump has already taken over the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the boss.
Mm-hmm.
The central banks have been taken over. I mean, you know, yeah, it's not official, but it's happening no matter if it's official or not. Everything changes. Maybe you don't see it in your personal life. You know, we had the shutdown and a lot of people are suffering because of corona hoax and all that. But things are changing and things are getting better, but they're getting better more gradually. It's not like there's this big announcement and then our lives totally change. It's not, they're not going to create a shockwave like that. You know, there will be an announcement made a little bit here, a little bit there. You know, maybe there's going to be a big announcement, but it's not going to be a shock.
How far away do you think, one last question for you, Itzaba, how far away do you think we are from being able to now get to the fact of like where we have to continually wear these lockdowns, these masks, if you would, walking in and out of stores? Is that going to be indefinitely? And is that going to be left up to each store as we go into the future a bit, 6 months out, for example, is that going to be left up to each business to say, you know, you have to wear a mask or you don't have to wear a mask? How far away are we from the government being able to say, okay, that's up to the businesses now. We're no longer getting involved in that.
Well, the idea, what Trump is trying to do, the idea is to replace the mask with the cure, hydroxychloroquine, you know, with the cure. Mm-hmm. And basically so that they're saying, look, you don't have to wear a mask. You just take that cure. Just take the pill. That's the idea, you know. And also the vaccine is coming out, but we know it's the clean vaccine, and those who are wanting the vaccine, they can have it, but there's actually things in it to cleanse you out from these heavy metals and so on. So it's not about the vaccine, it's not about the virus, it's about giving you something that actually cures you and detoxes you and things like that. And so that will then replace the masks. So that's the idea in November, come November. After the election,
the vaccine that Trump is miraculously pulling off, like literally in just a few months. Two questions. Number one, did they already have the vaccine in place long before any of this even happened? And then number two, is the vaccine like a what's the pill? Like if you take the pill and you say it's one is medicated and one isn't, what is that?
Oh, placebo.
Yeah. And is the vaccine like, is it like a placebo?
No, a placebo is like when you, for instance, you're in pain and you're taking a placebo, that's like, it's not a painkiller. Mm-hmm. It's just, you think it's a painkiller and then you all of a sudden, oh, my pain is gone.
Yeah.
Because you imagine it's helping you and then you feel an effect, even though it's just, because you believe in it, it's an effect. That's a placebo. It doesn't have no effect. In a way, it is a placebo effect that the people think that it's going to protect them from this virus, which is a hoax, really, ultimately. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a hoax doesn't mean that there's no virus or there's no pandemic or they didn't spread the virus and try to kill people. It's not that, but it's highly exaggerated. It's actually a cover for giving people something that's actually going to purify them and remove the toxins and all the crap that have been put in them, fungi and virus and so on, from the vaccines. And a lot of these people who want the vaccine, they're the ones who got a lot of vaccines already. So it's kind of like the chemtrails they're spraying, you know, they're spraying a type of chemtrail that actually tries to offset the damage that has been done so long for the atmosphere.
Do you think that in time, then, will they come out with something that they'll actually say, oh, by the way, and if you want to get this, I don't want to call it a vaccine because it's got so much negative connotation. If you want to get this shot of X, Y, and Z to help purify your blood.
Oh, that they come out straightforward and yes, mm-hmm. There will be all kinds of medicine available to purify your blood.
Will we?
That'd be great.
And then, just from, because there's so many people anti-vaccine right now, when they hear the word vaccine, they automatically shut down and mm-hmm. go into a shell yeah. and just automatically know on that. When Trump comes out with this vaccine, which he keeps talking about, I'm coming out with this vaccine, should be here anytime, whatever, are we safe to feel that if it's coming from his voice, that it is a clean vaccine? And my follow-up question on that is going to be, should we be taking it?
No, I wouldn't. But the thing is, those who are requiring the certificate, let's say for the medical field, or those who believe in a vaccine, they have an option. You know, they can take that one and it's not going to be harmful. But if you want to take something, it's going to be the hydroxychloroquine, you know, that's not just a cure for the virus, it's also a cure cancer and for terminal diseases and things like that, and to remove them in medical.
It's amazing that cancer, that the hydroxychloroquine also cures cancer, when it's literally like just pennies on the dollar.
It does.
If the hydroxychloroquine exactly.
It's good for many terminal diseases. Mm. It's like a miracle cure. Mm.
So
you know, for many things. So also malaria, they say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just want to get clarity on that. So if
HQC,
that is made available to us, then that would be good for us to take a look at taking then, right?
Exactly. And also people who have chronic diseases like fibromyalgia, MS, things like that, it can be very beneficial to take that. But there's no such thing that you just take one thing and you're fine. You know, sometimes people have gut issues. They took so much antibiotics. Their probiotics in the gut, the Acidophilus bifidus, the antibiotics have killed that so much, so they have to accumulate and maybe eat some yogurt or take a really good probiotic, or they need some other things that helps them. I believe in a combination of different things for your health, you know, and maybe you have to take something for your liver or for your kidneys and things like that.
Okay. All right.
And then real quick though, did you happen to see the woman, she was bawling her eyes out. Her son was not feeling well in school, and they immediately administered a vaccine into her son.
The one from England?
Without any consent.
What did you administer?
The
vaccine.
The little boy wasn't feeling well, so he went to the infirmary and they immediately gave him a shot of a vaccine. And without the mother's consent. And she went ballistic.
That's horrible that they do that. That's horrible.
She was literally hysterical crying.
Yeah.
And is there, at that point, is there any way to have reversed that in the little boy?
The reverse of vaccine, as I said before, you can... When something like this happens, okay, you have to be vaccinated. I would just take colloidal silver. I would take something to chelate, such as chlorella. I would drink detox teas. I would look possibly into MMF. Mm. You know, that was very good. It is like a cleanser that cleanses out a lot of these heavy metals as well, and virus and things like that.
Mm. Wheatgrass has a lot of that, doesn't it? Wheatgrass.
Wheatgrass is also good for your health too.
It's horrible. Yeah, it's horrible. Horrifying tasting.
It's awful.
Oh my gosh, that's the most god awful thing I've ever tasted in my life. But if you gotta take it, you gotta take it, right?
Yeah, you know? Sure.
So Utsava, thank you very much for
Is there anything else? Did we
did we miss anything? Is there anything else you wanted to share with us?
Is there anything else? No, I think we covered everything. I think
All right. Okay.
So
it's all right. Like I said, we were able to materialize Utsava here on an iPhone with the battery almost going dead, but it's okay. She's still with us. Utsava, thank you very much for being on here with us. I know that people can reach out to you at utsava.net, and also they can support you on Patreon /Utsava. We'll have the links on there for you. Is there any other places that you'd like for them to reach out to you on?
You can also join me on Gab, on Twitter, on BitChute. On YouTube, you can check for links on my website, www.utsava.net. We had some scammers on Instagram. There's people, they copied my account and they direct message people. We know who they are. Mm-hmm. It's a criminal gang connect with a fake psychic. So what also has happened, that we had some scammers, they direct message people on Instagram and copied my account. They did identity fraud and I messaged people. And I just wanted to say that I do not direct message people and solicit for readings. I'm extremely busy. And readings are only on my website, www.utsava.net. And by the way, we know who the scammers are and they connect with the fake psychic. It's a cool gang he is connected to, he teamed up with to smear me online. And we found out who these people are. So it's the criminal in California. And he has been connected to them doing the identity fraud. I only offer readings via my website, www.utsava.net.
And she won't reach out to you. She won't direct message you. So if you get direct message by her, then you know it's not her. So that's what it is. So thank you for clearing that up. Utsava, thanks for being on the airwaves
with you so much.
Much love to you. And we hope to materialize you on the camera next time. So that's okay. We'll get there. We'll get there. Listen, hey, we were able to get through this one today. No worries on that. So thank you, everybody. We hope you enjoyed it on this thing. We most certainly did.
Absolutely. And together we'll turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.